This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Artificial intelligence is driving demand for chips. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Artificial intelligence needs specialized computer chips, lots of them. NVIDIA makes those chips. It's the world's most valuable chip company. NVIDIA's forecasting sales this quarter will be much higher than expected because of the blazing hot demand from AI. NVIDIA's stock rose nearly 30% in after-hours trading yesterday. The company said it's increasing supply to keep up. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more.
Behind every paragraph that ChatGPT writes for you are quadrillions of mathematical operations. Those operations are performed by graphics processing units, or GPUs for short. California-based chipmaker NVIDIA pioneered GPUs, mostly for the video game industry.
And then over time, they found out that that gaming chip with some modifications could also address applications involving artificial intelligence.
Vivek Arya is an analyst with Bank of America. He estimates NVIDIA has about 75% of the AI chip market, partly why the company's market cap is now bigger than Visa's. But NVIDIA only designs the chips. The manufacturing takes place in Taiwan. That makes AI vulnerable to the same supply chain hiccups and geopolitical tensions that have roiled other industries relying on semiconductors. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
Mortgage rates are up again, averaging over 7% for a 30-year fixed right now. As interest rates have gone up, buying a home has gotten less affordable. According to new data from Redfin, there are now only four major cities in the country where it is cheaper to buy than rent: Detroit, Philadelphia, Cleveland, and Houston. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Finding a place to live is hard these days in most of the country.
Whether you're looking at urban or suburban, whether you're looking at a for-sale property, a for-rent property.
Allie Wolf, chief economist at the housing data and consultancy firm Zonda, says everything is just expensive.
There has been so much growth in home prices and rents across the board. There's not really any escape.
In most cities, the amount you pay per month is likely to be lower if you rent than if you buy right now, including in markets where it's traditionally been the opposite. That's largely because mortgage rates have doubled in the last year or so.
That added cost of borrowing can add up to hundreds or even thousands of dollars extra a month.
Daryl Fairweather, chief economist at Redfin, says even if your monthly mortgage payment is higher than comparable rent, there are often still advantages to buying.
With homeownership, you get the benefit of building up wealth and the home can go up in value. But when the gap becomes really big, then it's hard to justify it.
And the gap is big right now. Nationally, it's about 25% more expensive to buy than to rent. But both Fairweather and Wolf say that won't always be the case. If mortgage rates come down, the equation is likely to change. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
We'll be right back.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you boost a local economy? In Spain, you go through the bars. At least that is what the Spanish government is thinking. It's considering a plan to subsidize bars in small towns and villages in rural areas where a lot of people have moved away in search of better jobs. The BBC's Guy Hedgeco reports.
I'm in the village of Horcas, which is located midway between the Spanish capital Madrid and the northeastern city of Barcelona. Now, it has a population of just 36 people, and I'm standing next to the church. I can see absolutely no one on the streets. Horcas is part of what is known as emptied Spain, which is the vast rural areas of the country where population density is extremely low. The heart of this village, like so many across Spain, is the local bar. It's a small room with a large television, a few tables and a coffee machine. Sitting at one table is Laureano Fethet, a 74-year-old who left the village as a young man to find work in the city of Valencia, but returned here during the pandemic. The bar is extremely important, he says, because without it, the village doesn't have any other place for people to gather. But Neus Asensi, who runs the bar, says although it's a vital part of the community, it doesn't actually make any money.
We have to organise all sorts of other activities here. So you have to find other sources of income in order to make a profit, or rather just to break even.
Most of the jobs in Horcas, like in most rural areas, were linked to crop farming. But that has gone into decline as people left to find work in the cities. 90% of Spain's population now lives in larger urban areas. This is a rally of a political movement of small rural parties that are campaigning for the government to help repopulate the countryside. They want special grants and tax breaks to help run bars in towns with under 200 people living there. Pedro Sangüesa is running for mayor in Horcas. He says that's just the start.
We are fighting to improve lives in our villages, to improve infrastructure, have better services, better internet connections.
Spain's national lawmakers are now considering the proposal. If it proves to be a winning ticket for rural parties in next Sunday's local elections, they may just sit up and listen. I'm the BBC's Guy Hedgeco for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.